recap the game, talk about my wife's tweet, whatever it is that you want to talk about.
Jeff, you're the third Bay Area coach who's woken up to the one morning and had the President of the United States tweeting about one of your players. I was just wondering what your reaction to that is.
I wasn't aware of it until about 5 minutes ago, thanks to Will. You know, we've been busy going through the tape, correcting yesterday, and getting ready to move on to the Broncos. So I'm really not – I mean, I didn't spend a lot of time looking at the material. I'm aware of a tweet and then my wife being offended because I think she thinks there's so many things that go on that are good about the league. And, you know, she'd like to see that get more attention. I think that's really what she was saying, but I can't speak for her. Bottom line is, you know, I'm here to coach a football team, and that's my job, that's my role, and that's what I'm going to do. But I'm aware of all those things, and, you know, my stance on the whole thing with Marshawn is, and all of our players, I've told them how I feel. I love this country. I think it's a great honor to be able to play football, coach football for a living, and so you know, my thought is that everybody should pay respect to the flag and stand at attention, and you know, that's how I feel about it. So, but it is America, and everybody can make their choice, and I've made that clear too. So, so anyway, that's that. I don't know if there's anything else to talk about on that subject, but I'd rather concentrate on football. But I wanted to go ahead and address that up front.
But should he be suspended as the? I don't know if you, as the president.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into all that. That's not for me.
Speaking of Marshawn, there was the fourth and one play. Marshawn had been running the ball very well, very aggressively. You guys give it to Jamaze. Any second, you know, thoughts on that, on the way Marshawn had been running the ball?
Yeah. Marshawn, especially in the first half. I thought, you know, we ran it well in the first half, very efficient. Efficiency on the day was really good, you know, running the football. I think we're close to 80% efficiency. And so that was, you know, way above what you're looking for. So that was really good. Yeah, I would love to see him in that situation. You know, Jamaze is very capable. He's a big, powerful guy as well. So they stuffed us pretty good. I thought there was more when I looked at the picture than there really was when I saw it, you know, reviewing the game tape. But, yeah, you always like to have your best guy there.
Jack, team hasn't played as well as you had hoped or thought, I'm sure, this year. Yep. And yet you're really still right in the mix. Mm-hmm. Do you think that you're close to catching that spark that you would need to make a run?
I think it's close, and I think we're capable. And we've just got to find that spark where it happens. You know, I mean, I think we get three or four drops in the first half that dramatically alter the way the first half looks, and then you add in the fumble down there at the you know, at the end of the half there. Yeah, those are things that, you know, when you're making them and you're clicking, the entire game changes the way it looks, the way it feels. So we weren't good enough yesterday, clearly. But as you said, you know, you look up, where are we? You know, we're in second place in our division. We're a game off the wild card pace. We're two out of the division lead. There's six games left. So there's a lot of hope. You know, for me, it's about, you know, going forward with today's opportunities to get better and just take it one day at a time and look to get better and keep our wits about us and stay strong, be men of character, you know, and show up and do the right things every day, and keep believing that it's possible.
When you look at the drops like you had in the first half, and like you've had periodically throughout the year, and these guys could obviously catch the ball. You can see by their pedigrees they can. Defensive backs haven't been able to come up with an interception. They've had some balls in their hands. How, you're a professional football coach. You obviously taught them those things. How can you change that?
You know. We'll do what we can. You know, we've got some new balls that we're going to be using in the weight room and throw it off the wall and be able to catch it. I mean, you know, we're going to try just about everything. So, you know, we'll keep working at it. I believe they come in bunches. I'm shocked that, you know, that we're not catching it at a higher rate as receivers and as DBs. I mean, you know, we've had our hands on enough balls. We should have plenty in that interception category, and we count on our receivers getting those plays made.
Jack, a couple of weeks ago you talked about needing to go 10-6, and now obviously there's no margin for error. Do you still feel that way, that you need to win out?
Well, the way I explained it then, and I would say it again now, is that's been, you know, in the history of the league, that is a good number that typically gets you in. Doesn't always. There are years when that's not good enough. You know, 11 might not get you in for sure. So that's just generally speaking, that's a number. If you get to, you typically make your way in one way or another, you know, as a division winner or a wild card. So, yeah, I mean, I said what I believed, and that's it. Historically, I think that will hold up. But every year is different, you know, and, you know, we've got a very competitive division, and you know, nobody has, you know, Chiefs haven't run away and put it away. So, you know, with us and the Chargers and the Broncos all kind of hovering there, still with the chance, I think.
You talk about the interceptions or lack of interceptions.
Yep.
But how do you view the secondary as a whole? I mean, obviously, I know you've had some injuries back there, but it seems like that's a group that hasn't performed well this season. It's hurt you.
Well, I think that's fair to say. I think that's something we're working on. You know, two of our top prospects, missed the first half of the year, largely. I mean, Conley missed it, and Obi's now back, and getting him caught up. Obviously, he played a bunch yesterday, and will continue to play. You know, those are guys we were counting on heavily, and they were hurt, and that's part of our game. It's part of National Football League. So we don't make that as an excuse, but that is an issue. That has been an issue, and our secondary hasn't played as well as it needs to, and, we're just going to keep working at it. I mean, that's what you can do and what we will do and continue to refine how we do things, what we're doing, and our ability to do it at a higher level.
Will Obi stay in the mix at cornerback? Do you feel like you guys need to bring in another body there just because you only, have three, maybe four?
It's not a matter of bodies as much as it's a matter of guys that can help us win.
Gary, I think, posted on Instagram today he was having surgery. Is that accurate?
Will told me about that also 5 minutes ago. Thank you, Will. I count on Will for that. So he's free to talk about his injury and how it's going to be treated and all that. That's, our guys are grown men. They can address that how they'd like. We typically keep things pretty close to the vest, pretty much in-house. But there's going to be a procedure done, and, gives us the best chance to have him at full strength next year.
Were you disappointed with how the team came out yesterday? I mean, you had a win 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
You had the bye. You always want to come out of a bye, with all that time to prepare. I mean, obviously the Patriots are a tough matchup no matter what. But
right.
But there was criticism that maybe the team wasn't fully prepared.
No, I think that's what it feels like when you look up and the chance you had to go 14-7 at the end of a half and even less than that. Turns into 24-0. They closed the half. They got the ball to start the half, and they scored. That's about a 17-point swing, and that's what occurred. And what you can't do is lose your mind over things. You have to keep your wits about yourself, and we're going to do that. I think, woulda, coulda, shouldas. You don't get those, but I will say that it's a completely different ball game. If the third down conversion they got by penalty on the hold on number 50, which is highly questionable in my opinion, that allowed them to continue on for a touchdown. We turned the ball over going in inside the five. So those two plays right there, if you can just change those two, completely different feel at halftime. So you can make statements like that because of you know, how lopsided it got, and it certainly got away from us, no question. But I think if you go back and, as we do, study the film and look at the effort and energy being put forth, our guys are ready to play.
Jack, was Obi having trouble catching his breath early in that game? And did you have guys that struggled with the elevation a bit?
Well, some of the younger guys that maybe hadn't been through that were probably the biggest problem. I mean, we were there last year, so the guys that were there, they knew what we were in for. Yeah, the altitude can be problematic, and I think, you know, a couple of the younger guys, it was a little shocking for them. But, you know, all in all, I thought we tolerated it, you know, that part of it okay. I mean, I wouldn't say it was great, but I think it's like anything. If it's cold, if it's the altitude, whatever it is you're feeling, if you're not playing as well as you'd like, you tend to pay a little more attention to it.
If you had to do it over again, would you change your preparation? Would you go earlier?
No.
Bill Musgrave has been promoted to Broncos offensive coordinator. You know, thoughts? And
I think we'll miss that one. No, you got me. No, he told me.
Yeah, you're.
But he did tell me. That's how I found out again.
Your thoughts on, you know, kind of him calling plays for the opposition? You obviously know him well. Will that help you with insights? You know, how do you view going up against
him? No, I think, you know, first of all, I think Bill's a good coach, you know, and I think Mike McCoy's a good coach, so I know that the reason that Bill's not calling is now calling is because Mike's not. So that can be part of our business. You know, you can't dramatically change what you've done with your system, you know, in week 12, or week 13. So, you know, we'll prepare ourselves and be ready to go, you know, against the system and understand there may be some things that Bill likes a little more than and may get to than what Mike might do.
Games, how do you sort of view your offense? I mean, it seems like some games it really clicks, and other games like this, it just we're not producing points. There's obviously a lot of talent there on that side. So how do you?
Yeah, talent's a part of it. I think everybody in the league has talent. I think the biggest thing is execution. And, you know, some of those, you know, like to have backs. I mean, that's you just don't get them back. You know, you get one crack at it. And where we've executed and converted and move the ball, we've scored points. And we haven't scored points consistently enough this year at the level that we expect.
Derek appears to be limping around at the end of the game. Is there any concern about...
No, he's okay. Yep.
You mentioned the Broncos shaking things up. Considering you say how close you feel this team is, you know, to being back to where you are, safe to say that you don't think any kind of shakeups here are necessary at this point?
No, anything that I feel or ever felt would help us win now, then that's what we're going to do. So, you know, they're going to make decisions for them. We're going to make decisions for us. So, we'll continue that way.
Jack, Patriots had some injuries on the O-line. It looked like an area that could be an advantage for you guys and didn't necessarily turn out that way. Is that just the way they get rid of the ball and scheme, or were you a little disappointed that you didn't generate more pressure?
Again, I think pressures, you know, there were some times back there where we had some coverage and could have had a little better pressure. I would say that's accurate. So, you know, they go hand in hand. I'll continue to say that. You know, we had one sack yesterday. I think they did as well. So sacking the quarterback was not a big part of the game yesterday. They covered a little better than we did.
Do you anticipate keeping your staff together through the end of the year?
Yeah, we're not going to get into staff questions in this week, although I know John opened that up with his move this week.